All right, let's hit the field.
All right.
Just wanted to talk, that's all.
It was game 30 of 162, and the Yankees were in Baltimore to kick off a crucial four-game set against the rival Orioles. Clark Schmidt was on the mound, but could the Yankees' offense stay hot? My recap, your reactions coming up next. This is NYY Recaps.
Welcome to Yankee Stadium. New York
City. Just when they thought I was out,
they pull me back in.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome back. So the good news is the Yankees have averaged 10 runs a game for the last three games. But it went 15, 15, and 0. 30 runs in three games, but none of them tonight. Unbelievable. So, I mean, that just goes to show you. Momentum as strong as the next day's starting pitcher, right? And Grayson Rodriguez, really good start tonight. There was a bad call on Rizzo, I felt like, messed up the trajectory of the game. Verdugo out of the lineup tonight. He apparently on paternity leave, so congratulations on the kid, but come on. Couldn't you have waited till the White Sox were in town? So, anyway. Not a good night for highlights tonight. Let's pull them up. NYY Empire says, what a sleeper. First batter of the game, solo home run. That was Gunnar Henderson on a breaking ball. I thought Clark Schmidt threw the ball pretty well. He had five strikeouts, but couple of bad pitches. One to Henderson, and couple that worked his pitch count up. And then Volpe boots one in the eighth for the second run. Yikes! Yankees get shut out once again. Five times this season they've been shut out. So we're not going to spend a lot of time on this one because there's, one, not a lot to recap. There's not a lot to break down. And number two, I mean, I'm just kind of in a bad mood now. I really wanted this game badly. But remember, we said, win two out of four. Ideally, you want to win the first game of the series because now you got to win two out of three. But it is what it is. But inauspicious start from Clark Schmidt. Leadoff home run by Henderson. Told you that guy's going to be a problem. Wells hit a double in the second inning, but got stranded. Yankees threatened a couple of times, but nice job by Grayson Rodriguez to pitch out of it. Got Rizzo on a bad call. Volpe and Rizzo both took the collar tonight. So did Cabrera. Although Cabrera, I thought, had some good swings. We had hits from Soto, Judge, Stanton, Wells, two hits from Torres. He had a line drive single in the ninth, so he's looking better. He's up to 228. And then Grisham had a hit and a walk. Bullpen wasn't bad tonight. Santana pitched. Ferguson pitched. Holmes came in to pitch the eighth with two outs. That's kind of an unusual move, kind of an aggressive move from Aaron Boone. The Yankees hit into some bad luck. Sixth inning, Giancarlo was on first base, and Wells ripped one to right field. Had to freeze to make sure that it wasn't caught, and then Stanton couldn't get to second base. Santander threw him out. So, I mean, normally that's base hit, first and second, but Stanton is so slow that he just couldn't advance, having to freeze on a line drive. And then with two outs, runners on first and second, they pull Rodriguez from the game, and Oswaldo Cabrera, batting right-handed, smokes one the opposite way at the first baseman, and it got on him quick, but he made a nice play, and Mountcastle was able to get the out. So, two instances where the Yankees hit the ball hard, but also, didn't have anything to show for it. Top seven, Soto ripped one at the second baseman. Ricocheted off the first baseman to the second baseman. So it was the second baseman who made the out, but he smoked it, Just bad luck. Look, Orioles are good, and they shut us out tonight. Yankees lose another one.
Mission failed. We'll get them next time.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
If you ain't first, you're last.
Super chat from Mr. XS says, not taking advantage of great pitching performances is going to come back to haunt this team eventually. Five shutouts already is insane.
What's your excuse? Sir, excuse for what, sir? I'm asking the f***ing questions here.
That leads Major League Baseball. Five shutouts. Certainly not what you want. You know, I thought Clark Schmidt, for the most part, was okay. Just didn't get any offensive help. Let's take a look at his stats for the year so far. Look, I mean, 3.23 ERA in 30 and two-thirds innings pitched. Can't complain too much about that. 33 strikeouts, 13 walks. I thought he pitched very carefully tonight after the Gunnar Henderson home run. That seemed to be like an instant wake-up call. And after that, he was hitting a lot of the corners. You see him spotting 91 on the outside corner there, going 94 above the zone there, 95 tailing away there. And overall in the season, you know, 3.23 ERA is pretty solid for your number four starter. You know, he's not a guy who's going to go deep in the game. Once again, 5 2/3. He doesn't get into the sixth inning, or get out of the sixth inning, I should say. But he'll give us a good 5+, usually, which has a lot of value. So, tough night. Michael Pacioni recognized the call-out text on the Yankees lose graphics where it says, you and your friends are dead. It's from the Friday the 13th NES. So you're the first person to recognize that. It's a good thing that there wasn't a lot going on tonight because I had some issues. I had to swap out my cameras. And so this one, this is a different camera. It goes off like after 30 minutes. So I got to figure out that. But I had to swap out my cameras. That's why it looks a little bit different, a little bit clearer, honestly. Let's hang on. There we go. And so I wasn't able to take as copious of notes as I usually do, but good thing there wasn't much to take notes on. It was just kind of, Yankees didn't do anything offensively. And, pitching wise, you know, Clark Schmidt was Clark Schmidt. And then the bullpen, you know, was the bullpen. It was nothing extraordinary about tonight other than the fact that the Yankees didn't hit. So anyway, Michael Pacioni says Grisham replacing our hottest hitter is a rod melter. Yikes.
Oh!
Anyway. So somebody says, no one cares about your cam. Get real. Hey, I'm just explaining my night. You know, you don't have to be a prick about it. Look, not much to talk about in the game. How much do we really need to break down? Anyway, tough game for the Yanks. Let's get a few more comments here and call it a night. Jairus McClure says, playing at Camden Yards without home field in the playoffs will be a death sentence. I agree. This Orioles team is really good, man. I really want to win the division so that you can have home field advantage, but dang, they are a good team. They're solid. They got good pitching. We're going to see Corbin Burnes in this series. He's basically like Gerrit Cole. He's that type of pitcher. This Westberg kid is unbelievable. Gunnar Henderson is unreal. 984 OPS already. Take a look at Henderson's numbers here. So, 289, 10 homers, 23 RBIs, 6 stolen bases, 352 on base percentage. As Larry David would say, it's pretty good. Brian NY says, Boone reverting to his awful instincts. I did think it was weird to go to Clay Holmes down by a run in the eighth inning. I mean, it just shows you how little confidence he has in the rest of the bullpen. But tough loss for the Yankees tonight. Let's take a few more comments.
I got to get out of here.
Bronx Yankees says Schmidt went six innings. He did not. He went 5 2/3. That's not six.
Game over, man. Game over.
Kenneth Grunfelder says, team is good. Offense is inconsistent. Need Verdugo back. They are offensively inconsistent. I mean, 30 runs in 2 days and then nothing tonight. What are you going to do? Big donut. Anyway, it is what it is. Hopefully you get back on the horse tomorrow and you score some runs. I will see you guys tomorrow, hopefully without the hecticness going on during the games. That way I can do a proper recap. But I'll catch you guys tomorrow. See you next time.